Bishop Heelan Catholic football back in the Class 3A field. Talking now with John LaFleur, their head coach. They get ready to host Atlantic on a Friday night. Coach, anytime your season ends in the playoffs, it's obviously a sign that you've had a good year. How are we feeling?
You know, feeling pretty good. Had a nice year. Had a little letdown here last week against a really good Algona team. We would like to finish the year with a win, but had some, definitely some good learning lessons there. And the goal all along has been try to get to a state championship. So I guess that postseason play begins now, and the goal's still in front of us.
Yeah. So you mentioned not quite the finish to the regular season that you guys wanted. What can be learned from Friday night that'll help you guys as you move forward?
Well, I think, you got to be ready to play every week. And I think maybe coming off winning the district championship the prior week and knowing that we were playing Algona, and, kids are kids, and they see sometimes a 3-5 record is not necessarily indicative of the type of team they play. And as much as sometimes coaches try to let them know that, they now realize that, hey, you gotta be ready to play every week. And, credit to Algona, they did a really nice job, but I think the kids know that, hey, we need to prepare it's a one game season, which it is now.
As you guys have navigated through this season, what have been some of the things that you've liked and that you feel really good about heading into the playoffs?
Well, I think going into the season, we knew we had some really good skill players on the perimeter, and the biggest question mark was going to be the line play. And I've been very, very pleased with how those guys up front have come along and progressed and seem to get better week in and week out. And that's what we wanted to see. That was our question mark. And then, some of the other guys on the perimeter that hadn't had as many touches on offense are doing a really nice job. Guys like Grant Wickham and Caden Lester and Prince Weeba and J.J. Hope is a really nice addition this year as well. So those guys, we kind of knew what we had coming back with Casey Thomas and Noah Conley, but with the addition and the step up of those guys made it a real enjoyable regular season.
Now, as we look ahead, get a host Atlantic on Friday night. I mean, what do you know about them? What are the thoughts on the Trojans and what they'll bring to town?
Just getting into them here a little bit today and yesterday, and knowing that looking at they want to run the ball real, pretty effectively. They get kind of an old school type offense, fairly similar to ours maybe. And, they'll be tough and they'll be physical. Come out of a tough district with a lot of really good football teams, and to get second in that district says something. So defensively, it looks like they're in kind of a forefront and get after you a little bit. And we'll have our hands full for sure with they'll be ready to go and take us on, I'm sure.
I know coaches talk all the time about physicality, and every coach wants their team to be physical, and it seems like, Atlantic is very physical. How important will it be for you guys to match that on Friday night?
It'll be pertinent. If not, it'll be a short postseason for us. So literally watching film just a little bit yesterday, and Sunday's usually our big breakdown day. We're in the middle of it now, and it's they'll get after you, and if we can't play with good pad level and get off the ball effectively, we're going to be in for a long night. And we'll challenge our guys this week to be able to practice well and execute, and we'll see what happens.
What else do you feel is important on Friday?
We got to limit turnovers. We've been really good at that all year. And we were, I think, going into last week, we were +9 on the year for turnovers, but then we ended up giving 2 away last week, and they didn't get any, and that was the difference in the ball game. So need to be able to limit turnovers and don't beat ourselves penalty wise. We can do those two things. We're going to probably be in about any game we want to be, but if you do any one of those things, it becomes really difficult to win.
John LaFleur, head football coach at Bishop Heelan Catholic. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best of luck on Friday.
Thank you, Trevor. I appreciate it.